All right, welcome to the show, family. PA Big Rob, and we got our big homie in the building with us, Big Rob.
Yes, sir. Yes, we do.
Baba Tahir, RBG, Platinum Award-winning producer, Roots, Dead Prez, and a whole bunch more in sunny Orlando. What's happening, Baba? How you doing, man?
And I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful, PA. What's happening, Big Rob?
What's up, brother?
Man, all is wonderful, man. I'm terrific. Glorious weather, glorious day. You know, just my birthday, so I'm happy that I made another year. I made another year, y'all.
There you go. You're looking good. You're looking good. You in the winner's circle.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. My seat is permanent there.
Right. So I wanted to get your perspective. First of all, RBG, Red, Black, and Green, that's what he lived. That's his lifestyle. He's a Baba in the UFI Nation. You're a Bi Nation, right?
Absolutely.
Which is what, African tradition?
Yes, African tradition. It's a lifestyle, you know. It's also a people, and it's where my lineage comes through, you know. Yep, Yoruba people, that's where my lineage comes through. But shout out, I'm an African first and foremost, you know. I'm Black, I'm with my folks first and foremost, you know. So
wow.
That's what really counts.
So tell me this, man, there's been a lot of conversation among the conscious community. Is Kamala Harris, vice president, considered Black? I can't believe we having this conversation, but I just wanted to get you on because
can't believe we having this conversation.
I don't know, Rob. This is not why I got him on, but I just want him to get this out the way because if Baba can let us know.
To me, she's a Black woman. That's what when I see her, that's what I see. But she would have to say that. Because when we see Tiger Woods, we see a Black man. But if you ask him, he say he Cablasian or something like that. And so now I have to say he's Cablasian. That's what he said.
That's what he relate to.
So if she says, I'm a Black woman, what y'all? Okay, that's a Black woman right there.
Right.
If you say she not a Black woman, yo, you got to take her word for it. If she don't answer it, hey, man, maybe she ain't trying to let that on. Take
right,
that
there you go.
No, put a pin.
Okay, I think we're losing you a little bit, Ty, here. I think we're losing your connection there.
We live with Ty. Besides who we really need to swing on.
Right. Hey, Ty, here, I think I might be losing you a little bit. If you want to go off video and just do audio, that's cool. And so we can keep that connection there. I think that video, we might be losing a little bit. I wanted to get your perspective. What do the conscious community, and I know you guys don't have a lot of expectations for government. You guys are built on self-sustainability, not relying on the government for anything. But if the government would do something, what would you guys like to see? What would make sense for the Black community?
For what the government can do?
Yes.
Well, you know, if for the government, what they could do if they want to, for us, meaning what, like for us to trust them or something?
Or, no, or to just make progress. Policy that move the Black community forward.
Okay. First thing that they would need to do is they need to gain our trust. You know what? When somebody did something to you when you was a boy or even a grown person and you told your mama or your daddy, what was going to happen?
Right.
They going to go handle that business, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Straight up, without a doubt, right? So
right.
That's why you trust your mother, father, or whatever, guardian, whoever got your back. You trust them, whether it's the gang, whatever it is.
Right.
You trust them because they proven to you that they're going to hold you down. And they're going to do, you know what the government can do that could start? The first thing, all those police that kill people that's in our, put them on death row and put some, whatever the state, whatever the however they kill people in that state, whether it's electric chair, whether it's injection, whatever it is, put them cops on death row and do that live on TV, right on Fox, on CNN, so we can see it. Then you gain the trust.
I'm gonna tell you what's funny. Me and Rob had this conversation today over breakfast. And I asked him the same question I asked you. Mm. And the same question. He gave the first priority was police. Now, he didn't say hang him publicly, but he said charge all of them.
Nah, don't charge him. Hang him. Put them in the box. They put them in the box. They start off with the box. Like, hey, guess what, y'all? We putting in that work for you. You put in taxes, we putting in that work all the way to this point.
Oh, try here, man.
After that, you got my ear. Now I'm listening.
Okay.
You know, because money, we don't need, you know, the government, you don't necessarily need the government to get money. All you need is some hustle and ambition. You can get it. You know what I'm saying? You can, you know, in the ways that, I don't care how many gates they put up, we gonna jump them gates and get that bread. We've shown that. And we're not scared to do it. But the reason why black men and black women have pause when them lights turn on behind them while they driving is because they know that those people represent somebody that don't got your back. You might not make it home. You know that your story don't is falling on deaf ears when you hot. It's a gamble of the dice. Who you got that's going to come and ask you for your ID? Is it going to be the shooter or is it going to be the person that ain't going to shoot you today? Because all of them shooters. Right. So is it the one that's going to shoot you or the one that's going to let you roll? That's the dice we roll. Show us that it is a there is something that's going to happen, a consequence for killing a taxpayer. Show us there's a consequence. And if you kill one, that means the consequences you have to die. Somebody got to, this blood got to equal out. Now you done killed the taxpayer. Somebody got to go. Who going to go? And we got to figure it out. The police chief? Is it the lieutenant? Is it who's going to take this L all the way to the grave? Who's going to take that box? If they put somebody in the box on live on TV, I swear the whole thing will shift. It'll shift. They'll say, uh-oh, they killing for that. We can't do that. You know, and if someone killed in cold blood and just got to walk with their life and rebuild a life, they just can't be a police no more.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Nah, let us see somebody go in that box.
Wow. That's a pretty good, I mean, that's a pretty clever suggestion.
I mean, you want trust.
You want trust.
You know?
Right. Wow, that's Rob, I'm digesting this one. Any other suggestions?
after that, man, whatever goes, it's all good. They just do that first one, and then we can talk about number two.
What about reparations, man?
Yeah, we can get on that.
Reparations first or the police situation first?
Police. Let's put somebody in the box first. That's the most. Hey, what are we getting the money for? We're getting it so that we can do some other things and live. But if you take away that living part, and that, you know, that's the first. That's number one. Nobody don't want to die. So if this government is really trying to gain the, you know, Kamala and everybody want to get, yo man, put somebody in the box on live. Like, hey, we got, you know how they do it. Today we're going to execute such and such. They put the name up, you know, they got the people feeling it. Then they go. And that's what got us not wanting to go to jail or do the worst, because we don't want to go. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Let one of them go. Put one of them on death row and kill them. Not on death row and live the rest of his years out. On death row and kill them.
Right. 12
midnight. Here come the pain. Here come the pain. We gonna even it up. You know? Trayvon, he wasn't even a police and he got.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, let somebody catch that box.
Wow, T-Mont, your queen said police first, then cut the check. It has to be a million at least.
A million a person. They're going to cut that kind of check because inflation about to hit. So a million ain't going to be. It's all good. The life, there's no inflation or deflation on life. Life is life.
Right, right.
You take that life. Ooh, you got people's attention. Whoa, they just killed the police for killing the black man. Right. Man, that'll catch attention of the entire world.
You know, I
know you. And you know they're not gonna do it now. You know that. I'm just saying if you want to. They're not gonna do it because of the cowardness in them. They don't wanna do that.
Right. Go ahead. Right. Hey Rob, go ahead, Big Rob.
And I agree with you, Ty, here. You know, I trust me, brother, I agree with you wholeheartedly. My thing is they kill us by saying they was afraid. He twitched a little bit the wrong way. He wouldn't comply. All this stuff. I was afraid of for my life. Every time, I'm gonna put it out there publicly. Every time a police pull me over, I'm in fear of my life.
Yes.
Okay. Now let me go. When I kill him, let me go.
No, you know that's not gonna happen.
Don't take me to jail. You know, right away, immediately. Wait 4 years to take me to jail.
Right.
Just like you do him. I don't care what job he do. He knew when he got in that job, he or she got in that job, they know the possibility of having to kill somebody was there. I know when I drive down the street and the police pull me over, the possibility of me having to kill him because I'm in fear of my life, just like he or she is in fear of their life. And if you think about it, when they walk up to your door, where is their hand? One hand is where?
On right their on, gun. Right on the pump.
Right on their gun.
They big rock.
Trust them, but they don't trust me.
Exactly. On point, man. One last question before we go. One last question for you, Bob. Getting an RBG perspective. You know, we got Democrats, we got Republicans, we got all types of different categories. But RBG perspective is one based on African, African thought, African mind, a free African mind. What is the number one issue outside of what you just mentioned? Number one issue facing Black folks in America?
No knowledge of their lineage and ancestors and that type of thing. No knowledge of that. And not knowing how to tap into that. When we know that we're greater than we just got out of slavery, when we know we're greater than that, then we tend to go for higher heights. The United States has not done anything slick to a can of oil. However, ancient Egypt and Kemet has done something way slicker than a can of oil. Ghana, the Ghanaian empires have done something way slicker. And we could just go on and on and on. But when we start realizing that our lineage goes further than South Carolina and wherever the slave boats came in, it goes further than Haiti. It goes further than Jamaica and Cuba. It goes to a well that's never ended, which is the planet, which is Africa, which is the, when we figure that part out, that's when we're going to be really swinging for the fences. Right now, we just swing for what they say we could swing for. You know, when we see ourselves as an American, you're only 500 years old being an American, you know? But when you see yourself as an African, they don't know how old that is. That's millions of years old. That's every time they think they got it, there go another set of bones, 53 million years old, found in Spain. And they think it's a white lady. No, it's a Black lady again. So when we start to really do our lineage and find out, go to those ancestor.com, go to all of those, find out how far you go. You can't go further than that. Go to that voodoo lady. She'll tell you where how far you go. You know, but when we start getting into our traditions and really find out how far our lineage go, then we'll know just how far we can knock the ball and even further. You know what I mean? So that, I think that's one of the things that, and I think it's happening. Ancestors is the buzzword now. Everybody's, you know, we got white folks, you got everybody saying my ancestors. So now we got to really find out, okay, how far does mine go? You know, and just go into that. Find out how far you can really hit. You know, we've been coming from people who've done so much, and not just in the United States. We've done so much globally. You know, we've been doing things. You know, if you find out that your people is from Oyo, Nigeria, man, you'll find out that you are part of a lineage that has royalty in it. Man, you might got some money over there. This little stimulus check ain't nothing. You might find out you got some gold, man. You know, you got to do that. You got to find that out. And so I think it's coming, though. I think it's coming.
Thanks, brother. Can you share a good book for folks to pick up and read, man?
Good book to pick up and read.
For someone who just hunger for more.
You know what?
They're starting off with something.
I say start off with the autobiography of Malcolm X, written by Alex Haley. Was that Alex Haley?
Yes.
Start with that one, not the other one. Not that newer one. The newer one, they got some stuff. You know, they've been trying to tear Malcolm down since he tore them down. So I start with the old one, the one that raised a lot of us up. You know, start with that one. It's still effective. It still works. And the opinions, the opinions of Marcus Garvey.
Okay.
That's a thick one, but it's good. You can start with those two right there. You know. And the rest, and so many, but I would start with those two.
Thanks, good brother. Thank you so much for taking our time to kick with us today, man. See you in a few days, brother.
Indeed.
All right.